Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Patron's Choice podcast. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack from the Patron's Choice podcast.
That was a bit Shatner-esque. I apologize.
It was.
But yes, actually, the Patrons truly chose a married woman show with Cindy and Colleen.
Oh, really? I didn't see the final vote.
That was the top pick.
Was it?
But I guess we didn't have enough time to get them prepped or something. I don't know.
I wasn't even aware of that, so I didn't know.
Plus, I don't know if we would want both wives like on a show just to talk crap about us the whole time. I don't know how I feel about that.
Because we don't bash our wives on The Married Men.
No, but I feel like that's what it would turn into.
Yeah, because that's what I don't want to say that's what women do, because that sounds pretty chauvinist.
You said it, not me.
Oh, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. I didn't. So you can go check the tape.
Check the tape. But yes, we are here to talk about the upcoming TV for the spring season. We did a similar one back for the fall. But, you know, it's interesting, like, TV's kind of changed for me. Like, I haven't had cable in a year. This is the year anniversary of when we cut cable. February 1st was when we cut cable last.
And we're getting close. I'm waiting till the end of the NCAA basketball year. Because I like to watch the Aztecs. And in order to watch the Aztecs, I have to pay for 5,000 other channels. They don't just have, hey, I don't know why they just don't have the... Why these college teams...
Just stream it on the internet at this point? Like,
problem is, a lot of times I'm doing something... And so I record it. Like last night it was on. I had to ref. So I was, you know, I can't just be. They don't put the games on when it's convenient for me.
Sure.
So I usually watch them late at night.
Uh-huh.
And I can watch it like in. Because college basketball games, it's a 40-minute game. And they take like 10 hours. Yeah. Literally, they take forever.
Well, it's just, there's all those like commercial timeouts.
Well, it's not just the commercial timeouts, and you have at the end, if it's close, it's foul, 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 foul. But yeah, it's I enjoy college basketball, so I put up with the little, you know, blemishes and stuff. I make the sacrifice.
You know, it's true. It's true. You're such a selfless individual.
I am. Well, but you like the baseball package. You can watch those games whenever you want.
Well, that's what I love. Like MLB.TV is great. It's like $110 for the year, and you get every game you want to watch.
That's what I was trying to tell my dad. I said, Dad, it's like the third year in a row, because I was out there for a week. You can watch, because he's a huge St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
You can watch every single Cardinal game you want. He goes, but his thing is, if he's paying for it, he thinks he has to watch all 162 games. I go, no. Forget that. Forget that you're old, and that's that you feel you have to watch.
Colleen's the same way, though. Not about that, but like because she does Pure Bar. I was like, why don't I just buy you the year package? And she's like, no, because then I'll feel obligated to go and make sure I get my years worth. I'm like, no, just go when you need to go. Don't stress about buying whatever to go.
And isn't that like a workout place?
Yeah, it's like a workout place. And so
isn't that to go to relieve stress?
Yes, but she says it would be more stressful to have a year package, because then she would feel like she has to work out enough to justify the cost of the year package.
You can't look at it that way.
I know.
I mean, I'm that way. If I go and, okay, would I use it? Because yeah. I've thought about getting a membership, but it's just a matter of having time to go. When would I have time? I mean, we have a thing down the street from our house, and I go, I'm going there soon. Because I used to go all the time with it, since shoulder surgery. Like your mom will say, and she probably would have said on the Married Woman cast, he's gotten lazy. He's just gotten lazy. Doesn't want to do anything.
Downright lazy.
Downright lazy. Oh, he'll go out and do that, but he won't work out no more. Nope. 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 Nope.
But hey, it's so yeah. I but it just might be the more frugal individuals, because.
Yeah, my dad's
grandpa
frugal.
is a frugal individual.
You know, he is, but he's become more. He's just become more. Like he bought us all. We went out to dinner. Of course, he buys a dinner. If we go out to lunch, you know, I grab the receipt. And he's looked at me. And goes, "You're not paying."
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, I think there is that older person quota where they're trying to make sure they get their way into heaven. So like, all right, I got to at least start doing some nice things now.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's...
Well, I think
you're already on that path right now. I'm just going to tell you that right now. As a grandfather, you're a big old softy in comparison to as yes,
I was so. Telling us, because I told this story in the last podcast, how I hit that kid.
Yeah.
The door. Well, the same grand, we're talking about it, and it's how nice, because like Zach would say, come on, Zach. Don't do that, buddy. And it been like, hey, moron. You were the girls. Hey, it's a manhead. Zach, come on, buddy.
Even you saying that, hey, Samantha, that's not how you said it.
Well, I can't say what I would say. It's different being a parent.
Yes,
Well, because I told my mom, I said, who was very strict. Very, very strict.
Yes.
Extremely strict. Just saying. Just kind of pointing out there that she was. I said, you know, but when you're a parent, I'm not there to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I want to be Zach's friend, but you just, there's a difference where, well, I want him to hate me.
Sure.
You know, if you hated me, kids hated me, I really didn't care. I didn't care. I mean, I had a job to do, and that was the job. And your jobs are, I didn't want to be that, you know, if we did things, it would do certain things. And like, I think today we have a really great relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like on a level playing field now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have to, you are who you are.
Yeah,
I don't have to be a jerk to you. I mean, sometimes I'll go, hey, come on now. I do that now, whereas before I would, hey, Cementhead. But anyway.
Well, now you tricked me into having kids, so it's like, ha-ha, sucker.
Now, because you said, now I know. I go, and you're not even in the full, you know, the full.
The past couple of days, Zach is definitely, he's starting to do the temper tantrums.
Yeah.
And, it's hilarious. Like, yeah. I kind of laugh because he'll just like kind of just fall down and like kind of just, you know, they just turn into like a noodle and just like, wah!
He did that with your mom, I think. I forget, was it your mom or your sister? And I was just laughing. I just thought it was funny. I go, oh, what's wrong, buddy? Whereas you, I just walk by and go, do whatever you want. I don't care. Scream!
I was like, you can scream all you want. It's not going to change the situation.
Nope. It's what you have to do.
Yeah.
And eventually they'll look up and look at you and like, because he fell down the other day. It was like, he just kind of, it wasn't even a bad fall.
Yeah.
And he looked at your mom. He looked at me. And he goes, and we just waited a few minutes and I go, all right, I'll pick you up.
But
it's different. It's fun.
So you still haven't convinced him to get the MLB package?
No, he goes, he needs wireless internet. He goes,
he doesn't have wireless internet. I mean, that's just like, that's.
I don't know. Because I was trying to do that sports show. I just was like, I love being out there with him because, you know, I don't get to see him that often, you know, and you know, they're getting up there in age and I'm getting up there in age. So you want to say, you know, we had great conversations. It's funny. Every time I talk to him, I learn more about his life than I knew before.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 5 years, I've,
the statute of limitations has probably passed, I think share more.
Because you listen to some of his stories and you go, is this a guy, if I even look like I was going to do something wrong. Well,
he's told me some of his, like, high, so I was like, dang, Grandpa.
He's a guy that he wouldn't really yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
He just wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
And to me, that was the word. My mom would, she did the yelling, the hitting, the putting, I mean, the... It was hitting, yelling, timeout, the whole throw in your room for all day. I mean, restriction. It wasn't timeout.
More of the fire and brimstone approach.
Yeah, it was like, uh-oh. But he was just, and nobody wants your dad to go, I'm disappointed in you. Oh, no. But no, he would tell me, so I'm looking at him, I go, are you kidding me? And if you knew my dad, and you know my dad.
Yeah.
You're probably thinking choir boy. No.
That's he's just a very, like, straight and narrow, straight-laced.
Yep. Very. You
know, very.
Very. Know, just, these are the rules, and you follow the rules, and that's it.
Very much like a Pennsylvania Dutch kind of kind of guy. But then you hear his, like, you know, teenager days, like, dang.
Oh, my God. Up until, like, his 20s, his mid-20s. I mean, he basically... He came to California basically, I think, because he said, he goes, I think my mom and dad were worried about the direction I was going. So he had my uncle was coming, his cousin was coming. My uncle was coming to California with two other people. And he's one other, whatever it was. And they said, hey, can Jack go with you?
You need to get this kid out of the small town.
And he came to San Diego and, you know, married my mom and, you know, the whole. Everything is history. He changed his whole life.
And now you exist because of that.
My dad was a rebel.
Rabble rouser.
Rebel rouser. Rebel rouser. If it weren't for that, if he was the straight laced guy, it'd be the podcast with Jay. So.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'd be like, yeah. I'm all alone.
It just, you just hear these stories, and then I would tell him some stories that I did, you know, but nothing compared to what I used to tell him, how we used to, our big thing was stealing people's front porch lights. What they were on.
Ooh, wow.
Well, you had to do it because you had to get out.
That's a tough crowd you ran with.
Well, sometimes their doors were open. Their front doors were open. That was half the challenge. You challenge, are you yellow? You're not going to do it? I'll do it. So you have to get on someone's shoulders, and you have to get like a towel or something to turn the light and steal the light bulb and then run. Mm. And we had a collection of light bulbs, probably like 20.
Then you sold them for a nickel apiece.
No, but we for whatever reason, we kept these light. It was like a serial killer keeps something. We kept these light bulbs, front porch lights, on my next door neighbor's, Mr. McCracken's. His head
Mr. McCracken, now that's a name.
That was his name. And
whenever
nice
you
guy.
Saw him, you go, unleash the Mr. McCracken?
Mr. McCracken. He was a nice guy. Anyway, he was. He had this like little pine, kind of a pine tree type thing. We could climb up it. He had a flat roof for his garage, and we'd put him in a bag on the thing and keep him in the corner there. But one day, he must have found him. Uh-huh. Like, we climbed up there, put one in the bag, and was like, the bag was gone. So we went, uh-oh.
He knows.
So that was we were pretty tough there.
Yeah, that's pretty wild and crazy in Claremont, California.
Oh, you grew up in the tough side of San Diego. It was rough. Oh, what else do we have? Teams were lousy. because we were outside all the time.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
We played ding dong ditch where you ring the doorbell and you'd have to run. But there was houses that you know, there was a house where the lady said she would shoot us. Mm-hmm. The older couple, they said, we have a gun and we will shoot. This house, it was one house where the people lived there before were crazy and the people that moved in after them were crazy.
Oh.
And they both
so
said
was
that
it the
they
house
would,
was the house that made people crazy?
It might have been like a, what's that, Amityville Horror? What's a house that made people crazy? Insane. I don't think it was Amityville Horror, but some house. But these people,
Poltergeist was like that, right? Wasn't that the?
I think might have been. We used to get these Radio Shack flashlights. They'd be free. Radio Shack always offered these free flashlights, like small flashlights, big flashlights, take like 5D batteries, and we'd hide across the thing inside bushes and stuff like that, and shine flashlights in their windows at night. Oh, it was fun.
Good times, good times.
Looking back on it, go, that was just stupid.
Yeah, I only had one neighbor that didn't like me. Remember that guy that on Flora Camellia, that old guy?
Oh, the guy across the street.
Yeah, yeah. And I just remembered him today because I was washing my and Colleen's car because we had the salt from the snow. So I was like, I had both washing both cars. So it reminded me of that guy because he had like a Mazda Miata or something that he used to wash all the time.
And he had it in the street, and you were playing Frisbee or something?
Yeah, I was, like, throwing a Frisbee, and it came close to hitting his car. And then he, like, took it from me, and he, like, yelled at me, and then I think you went over there and, like,
well, I go running. I go, what happened? I go, oh, and I said something. So I go flying outside, because I didn't like the guy either.
Yeah.
I go, I've had it. I go flying, and the neighbor, his next-door neighbor who was friends with us, her name was Karen, she stopped me. She came out and she goes, come on now, it ain't worth it. Ain't worth it. I go, I'm going to go punch him in his face. I go, I've had it with this guy. I go, he's just playing with a Frisbee. He didn't hit the car.
Yeah.
I go, if he would have hit the car, I don't know what the big deal was.
Yeah.
She goes, look, this guy's a, she said, where's another word? Started with an A. She said, he'll call the police on you. You're not going to want to go to jail. So she calmed me down. I think your mom was at work.
Nobody's going to jail, Karen.
I don't know if, did she get the Frisbee back or?
I don't know.
I think she did get the Frisbee back after a few days or something. We just stared at each other. Every time I came out, I'd be mowing the lawn. I'd just glare at him. And he kind of looked back at me. I go, please come over here so I can punch you in your face.
Step on my property.
Because I was working out then. So yeah. I could have easily have taken him. I mean, I was.
Well, plus he was like 60 years old. Let's and you were still... late 30s, maybe early 40s?
Late 30s, but I looked 60.
No, you didn't.
No,
you didn't age. I look back on your Survivor edition, I was like, dang, he was really still pretty young looking.
Yeah, he aged quick. But no, I was ticked. I was mad. I was just like, who is this guy to do that? And God, man, I was pissed. I used to go out there and just, I'd go out on your little balcony thing there off your, and just stare across at him. I was daring him to say something to me, but he wouldn't say anything to me. And I'm usually not that way. I'm usually like, you know, hey, I got to live here. Let's we got to live together, die alone type thing. So, now I'm getting mad again.
Yeah.
It was 30 years ago. Whatever it was.
Did I talk about my thing with the HOA on the podcast yet?
You have not, no.
No? Did I tell you about it, though?
You have told, your mom told me about it.
Oh, okay. So, and we'll talk about our TV shows that we want to see in a minute here. Sorry. So we have visitor parking spots. We have like a crap ton of these visitor parking spots. And the reason why we picked this townhome specifically is it back up to the woods. And there was just a plethora of visitor spots just because I've been in places where there's not enough parking and there's always just the arguing about the parking. And it's just, you'd never, if I have a choice, I don't want to be in that situation. So chose this area specifically for that. So I park in a certain visitor spot all the time. I have my car and I don't like doors opening on the car, and I'm a person of habit, creature of habit, so I generally park in the same spot. So apparently, one of the neighbors was like upset that I was parking in the spot, and kept writing emails and letters to the HOA board complaining about me, and saying that it is unacceptable. This is, you know, some other people should be able to park in the spot if they want to park in the spot. I know it's against the rules to park there if you're a tenant or whatever, but I want to park there too. So basically they're just upset I was parking in this specific spot. So I'm worried on the sense that there's a bunch of open parking spots, but if you enforce a towing policy, it'd be the stupidest thing ever. So I'm arguing with the HOA manager, and so then I say I'm going to go to the next HOA meeting, which was like, it's generally a closed meeting, but if somebody has some issue they want to bring up, they usually start off with that. So I go to this HOA meeting, and I actually have to Uber there because I was at work and I didn't have my car, so Colleen would have to pick me up. But I'm there. We negotiate, plead my case, and then get everything settled to where they're not going to tow the car. You can park there, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm just going to park in a different spot so that person can just chill out. They asked me if I can leave for a minute. I say, sure, that's fine. So then I come back, and they asked me to be the secretary of the HOA. So, like you seem like a level-headed person. You know, you spoke up a lot at the last HOA meeting, but you're not crazy like some of these people. You know, you're definitely well-balanced, and our secretary's leaving, so we want to know if you want to be the secretary of the HOA. So that's what I get for being involved and making sure that the parking is a certain way, and I'm now the secretary of our HOA.
What kills me is that one van.
Oh, yeah. They just moved it, though.
Well, he had a tag on it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I said to do? I said what you should do is send a note to the guy, because we know, you pretty much know who it is.
Yeah.
And I know who it is because one time I parked there, and he came home just after we parked there, and he just gave me the dirtiest look. I said, hey, how's it going? And he just gave me the dirtiest look I had done something horrible to him. I go, yeah, oh, okay, because everyone's pretty friendly in your neighborhood.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, people are like, hey, how's it going? It's a more of a North Carolina thing, I think, more than people are just friendly here. At least they pretend to be friendly.
Sure.
This guy, I said. So when you first told me, I go, it's got to be that guy. That it's the two condos down.
Yeah.
I said, what you should do is just send a note. Just don't put a return address on it. Don't put anything. Say, we know it was you.
That is pretty good.
But I don't know if you want to start that kind of trouble, but just to throw it out there saying, because I hate when people think they've gotten away with something.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something like that, at least have the guts.
Yeah, to tell me in person.
To say, hey, you know, come on. Because I did that once. We lived at that on Hart. Mm-hmm. And those people, there was two parking spaces there.
Yeah.
And they had two cars. People moved in later on, and they had two cars and never moved them. They never even used those cars. I finally said, hey, could you probably take one of those cars down and you never drive and kind of free this one up for us? Because my wife comes home and she has, or I come home, I have three kids and, you know, we have the garage, but sometimes they go, well, we're there first. I go, yeah, but you never move.
Yeah.
You literally never move. Those cars, he goes, I don't think they run, do they? They go, well, and they were just really jerky about it. So I just started parking behind them.
Yeah.
And they said something. I go, well, if you need me to move, let me know. If you back up, just let me know. Because I said, because they knew what I'd do is I would take their parking space.
Yeah.
So I just parked right behind them. Up against the curb. But nothing ever happened to me. I said, screw it. I go, I'm just going to park here.
That's the way to do it.
I mean, I asked nicely. They were being unreasonable. They were taking both two spates. And there's five of us in this area.
Yeah.
I go, and we all have to park in the street now. Well, you have a two-car garage. I go, yeah, I do, but I don't. Yep. I have kids, and I go, I have a van, and the other car they don't fit. The garage is not, it says two-car garage, but it's really not a two-car garage.
Yeah.
I go, but anyway, there's just some people that are just not reasonable people. They don't believe in sharing.
Yes, sharing is caring. But that guy, at the end of the day, I don't. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But whatever. Now I'm the secretary, and I tell my wife she has to call me Mr. Secretary whenever she speaks to me.
I think that's only
you know,
fair.
I'm an elected official. Well, I'm an unelected.
You're the Gerald Ford.
I am
of that
yeah.
administration.
Yeah, basically. Well, you know, HOAs are the smallest form of government. So this is my first step into a much larger world.
To me, they're like Nazis, but that's okay.
They are.
I've had a bad experience with one. So
well, I think everybody does, right? I think it's just.
Well, no, mine was pretty bad.
That's true. You have.
I got completely screwed by the man.
Well, now, like, so Colleen likes to complain a lot. So I'm like, hey. All right, I'm secretary of the board now. You can't just be saying how horrible our HOA is all the time now.
But the rules that I was so mad I was gonna start. I don't know what happened. I think I was so mad I was gonna start a. I was just trying to overturn these laws because they are ridiculous. You know, it just because I got, like I said, I mean, I almost got probably arrested at this hearing because I basically told the guy doing the hearing that he was an effing crook. Mm-hmm. I go, this is a effing scam. The only reason you're doing this so you can have an effing job. And Cindy's like going, and then the lawyer sits up. I go, you shut up. I go, I'm not even talking to you. You know how you get to a certain point where.
Yeah.
I'm pretty easy going, but you push me to the point and then I'm gone.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and the security's coming down. So he's like, your mom's going, you need to stop. So I actually had to walk out. But it was wrong. It was, I was 100% right.
Oh and yeah.
I was just treated like, I go, what country am I living in?
Yeah.
Is this still not America? Do I not have any? I go,
Girl Scouts of America check?
Yeah. I go, why did you even bother having me here? You're not even listening to me. Yeah. You're only listening to this guy. He doesn't have to prove anything. Literally, he had no proof.
So
I had all this paperwork, and I still lost.
I guess the one step you would have needed to take is, or the next step would have been to then become the secretary of your HOA. I think that's the one piece that you missed.
At that point, it didn't matter because it was turned over to the lawyer. It's a long drawn thing, but. It was such a screwed. It just so for now, just say now we pay it all in the first or HOA dues. We got so screwed. It was and I went on all these boards. It happens to so many people.
Oh yeah.
To the point where I could almost lose my. They could have taken my house over a $400 bill.
Yeah.
That I had paid.
Well, ours they kept they like double charged us. Because we set up like automatic payments, I said. But actually, if you do automatic payments, you have to reset it every year or beginning of every year. So we like reset it. But then they said, but then it automatically withdrawed anyway. So it like double charged us. So I was like, dang it.
Yeah, it's just, it was the most ridiculous, and it's all because these lawyers, not all, these shyster lawyers, not all, because I know lawyers that are. But some lawyers, in fact, when I told the guy, I go, did you go to law school to screw people over? I go, how do you sleep at night?
I sleep well under my millions of dollars.
He just kept looking at me. I think he was getting to the point where, because people say I have this look, like I could kill you. And I don't see it. I see this nice, happy-go-lucky guy. But I will always wish I would have kept that anger and probably worked for the. It should. It's ridiculous, the laws. Well, it's just and I you know I'm all for I think there's a need for them sometime. You do want to you know I see the good and the bad with it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm done.
Okay. Well, we are here to talk about what we're excited coming up in TV in this new kind of winter, spring season. So, Jack, what's the one show you're looking forward to the most coming up here?
Actually, just started Lucifer.
Yeah, it finally is on the air. It we saw the or you saw the pilot at Comic-Con this past year, and it just came out. I guess there's a lot of controversy surrounding the premise of it being.
It's the whole the devil being the good guy kind of thing.
But what have you thought since it's come on the air?
I've not seen since Comic-Con. I was in San Diego and didn't have internet, so I couldn't, you know. Anyway. so I haven't had a chance to watch, but I have recorded the next episode. I believe it's on Monday nights.
Yeah, it's on Fox.
Fox, so.
Colleen watches. He said it was more kind of just buddy cop. It wasn't as, like, supernatural as she would want it to be.
Again, I was cool with it not being supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
I like a buddy cop show.
But
yeah,
if you're having Satan there, I mean, it should be, or Lucifer, you should have a little more, you know, it should be at least somewhat supernatural.
There's some stuff that you're going to see later on, I think, because they have a side story going mm-hmm. on. You know, his brother comes in, his brother's a big jerk. So, allegedly. I mean, I don't know him personally, but Lucifer's like, hey, you know what? I don't want to be down there with all you bad guys. I like it up here.
Yeah.
I like it up here. I'm working with this attractive female cop. I read one review. I think Scott posted it. The guy said, "Oh yeah, you have the model, the cop with the model good looks cop or something like that."
Which is generally how it goes, right?
Do we have to judge people like that?
I know. Yeah, I agree.
Maybe she just wanted to be a police officer.
Yeah.
I mean, attractive people. I did the same thing with Quantico, but that was different. I ended up not liking it, so I wanted to make fun of it. But no, I like it. It's funny. It was funny. I mean, people. It was the one I watched all four shows: Supergirl, Blindspot, and God, what was it? The other one's not out yet either. But that was the one people actually applauded for after it was over. We were laughing. We applauded. People saying, "Oh my God, I love this show." And maybe it's a whole movie type experience. But it was I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's definitely one on my list to see. My show, actually it's already airing right now as well, is X-Files Return, which has gotten a really strong ratings. Like, since it's come back, it's been really popular.
But I heard people didn't the critics didn't like it or something.
It was a little lukewarm. I watched the first half of the first episode, but it aired right after the NFC Championship game, so it was a little late. Yeah. So I still need to go back and finish it, but I liked what I saw so far.
Yeah, I watched the first season. I just couldn't get into it. I thought the acting was bad.
When did you watch the first season? Like, recently?
Well, someone sent us the DVDs.
Uh-huh.
Remember? And I watched the first, most of the first season. I said, God, the acting is just bad. I mean, and they're two good actors now, but the first season, I don't know if it's the writing or this. I just couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was.
It's a little
just
different because they have mythology episodes, and they have these kind of Monster of the Week episodes. And
it's like Fringe.
But the mythology ones are like the ones that are awesome, and the Monster of the Week is sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. But
yeah, I know it's a popular show. I personally could not get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to apologize for that.
Hey, listen, hey.
Now, if it was a buddy cop type thing, maybe I would have liked it.
That's all it needs, right?
Yeah.
But so I'm excited about that. What else? What else is going on?
The 100's back. I've caught up with that. Season 3 started 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think you'd like the 100.
I think I would too. I mean, we just got the new Apple TV today. So
we've had it for some time.
I know. You're much cooler than I am.
So there.
But so we got it today, so I just set it up. So I've got the Fox Now set up and the FX Now set up. And so now I can start getting to more of these shows. Because they have an HGTV app for the new Apple TV. So finally get to watch some HGTV again.
So they do have that on there.
Yeah, they have that.
So we can cancel our whole cable.
Well, that one you have to have cable to sign up to actually watch it.
It works on DirecTV, right?
Yeah, you have to like log into your DirecTV account. And I don't have a DirecTV, but I have your DirecTV account. So
how convenient of you. Now, when you're doing that, you're not screwing us over, are you?
No, it's just logging in. It's the same as like I buy the MLB thing, but you log into it. It's just like a...
Okay. I paid for half that last year. I remember I brought all the food.
I thought you just did that out of the kindness of your heart.
No, I remember I said this I bought this, but this is covering my subscription this year or last year. I don't know if I want it this year. I'm pretty upset with the Padres.
It's typical Padres. But hey, maybe they'll do better this year.
Yeah, whatever.
We added a bunch of players and didn't do better, so maybe this will
But at least they did something.
I agree. Listen, hey, just let it happen. Let it be.
I'm pretty simple. Just do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got some players I'd heard of. Sure, it was worse results of the year before. Anyway, I liked watching Kimbrel pitch. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. But we still got Matt Kemp. I like Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp's good, but it's like, all right.
We got Will Myers when he was healthy. He was great, so hopefully he can stay healthy this year.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of opportunity there. We'll see. We got the All-Star game. Are we still going to do that? Is that still going to be a thing?
I hope so, yeah.
We'll see.
Because I got to go to... I'm already planning on going to 3 Charger games.
Wow.
Carolina. They're in Carolina this year. Houston and Cleveland.
Maybe I should go to the Carolina game, too, since I still have never been to a Chargers game.
You've never seen a Charger game in person?
I've never seen a Charger game in person.
Well, you
the only game I went to in person, Ed Hockley got us a ticket, so it wasn't even...
That was nice of Ed.
Yeah, it was.
No, you got to come to the Carolina game. But I told your mom, I go, I'm not sitting up stop because they're the worst fans. They're the cruelest fans that I've ever been to. They're just, I mean, hey, I'm glad.
They are pretty nasty. I will give them credit.
When you're there watching a Minnesota Carolina game and you're wearing Charger gear and they're cussing you out because you're wearing Charger gear, that's an issue.
Yeah.
I could see if I was wearing Patriots.
You need to take it easy, all right?
Yeah, don't get me mad. Don't take my kids frisbee.
Another thing coming down the TV, Pike, is the Oscars, the big hoopla of an awards show this year.
Who's the host?
Chris Rock.
Oh, I like Chris Rock.
So there will be an African-American somewhere on the stage for this one, so that's good.
Do you see that? You see that Saturday Night Live thing?
Oh, my. The Saturday Night Live thing is hilarious.
Where they're doing it, and it's just this guy walks on it, accidentally walks.
Yes.
It was Bobby Monahan. He walks on the set with oops, gets in the shot and he gets on
it. It's funny, but it's also sad because it's so, and you know,
now, is it, I, like I said, I didn't see a lot of the movies that were nominated. Were they just a bat? Was it justified, or was it just? Was there
I think
a,
it's I don't I think it's there's probably it's a greater issue, probably just the voter contingency is like maybe there's too many older people
but
that
it
have
hasn't
different
been
viewpoints.
But you've had African Americans win the last win. So
well,
why
had,
would they...
I mean you had them win there was a big string kind of in the early 2000s, but that's like 15 years ago at this point.
But you had 12 Years a Slave.
But see, the other argument is like, okay, you only give black actors awards if they're playing
they're
a slave or a gangster or, you know, playing a certain type of part.
A stereotype part.
Yeah, but if they're playing where, say, Michael B. Jordan is playing the hero of it.
Yeah, he should have been. I don't know how he wasn't nominated.
Yeah.
I be honest with you, I love Sylvester Stallone. He was better than Stallone. He would, to me, he made the movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Together, their chemistry was great.
Oh yeah,
I was shocked he wasn't nominated. So I get what you're saying. But of course, they could say, "Hey, well, that's an athlete."
Oh sure. But I think there's definitely a problem, and hopefully, I think it's created dialogue. There's been a lot of dialogue about race. For the past couple of years, and I think it's a good dialogue where it's like, hey,
I just think it's time. I just can't believe this is still an issue.
Yeah.
But
definitely is.
Anyway,
but
I mean,
so hopefully,
it's one of those things. I don't look at it as black and white. I go, okay, are you the best?
Yeah. Well, see, again, I think you don't, but I think there's a greater probably.
Oh, I agree.
Constituency but... out there that hey, let's got to change things up a little bit.
I don't know.
But anywho. We'll see how it goes. I hope Sly Stallone wins, just because, you know, he's kind of like there's always the old vet actor getting nominated after many years in the industry, but they usually don't win. Like Michael Keaton was it last year, and Michael Keaton was like favored to win, and he ended up losing out to Andy Redmayne.
And he was chopping his gum too.
Ah, man. So I was pulling for Michael Keaton, and
Sly is this year's Peyton Manning. He's hanging on for that one last victory.
So I'm pulling for him. He's the old guy, and because it's like it was like Burt Reynolds had his when he did Boogie Nights, and Bill Murray had his with Lost in Translation.
Right.
So there's just kind of like that almost like token. Let's give him a nomination. But
I think Paul Newman got one for The Verdict, right?
But he won finally, didn't he?
Finally, yeah. I mean, but he'd been nominated. So the one time he did, she goes, "You know what? I'm not even showing up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stay home and make my salad dressing. Screw you."
It's good salad dressing, though.
It is. It's excellent. And to be him not get be nominated that many times and not win.
Yeah.
It's that whole I understand it, the whole good looking thing where you just kind of get pushed aside because you're, you know, people look at you. You were born with good looks, so you get screwed.
Well, the big thing is will Leo DiCaprio finally get his Oscar? Or will the Susan Lucci streak continue?
I haven't seen the movie yet. I want to see it. When are the Oscars?
That's a good question. It's usually like early March, isn't it?
I think it's usually around my anniversary.
Is it?
So February 25th around there. So it'll probably be that weekend. Huh. I'll have to see it before then because I really want to see it.
February 28th. Good call.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So I know a couple of times I've been out of town and we've watched the Oscars from a hotel room or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mad Max Fury Road has been nominated for Best Picture, so I hope. Did you see that yet?
I have not seen it yet, no.
Really good. Really, really good.
I haven't seen Mad Max. I haven't seen, there's another movie out there. There's a lot of movies I want to see. I don't have time. I just don't have time. I'm busy.
Yes, you're, reffing 87 hours a day.
I'm like six buds. For some reason, I'm keeping up on Hawaii 5-0, but Blue Bloods, I can't keep up on.
All the shows, you're keeping up with Hawaii 5-0. Okay.
Well, it's something I can put on,
mm-hmm.
and I can kind of watch it, and it's not like I'm not gonna lose track of the plot.
Sure.
No, it's one of those guilty pleasures. I like Hawaii 5-0. I like Jorge Garcia, Daniel A. Kim. I like.
Yeah.
So I like those actors, and I keep watching.
Mm-hmm. I get. Hey, listen, whatever floats your boat, whatever works for you.
There's just so many shows. I'm so far behind on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have to binge watch, and like Arrow, I just can't catch up.
Yeah. Now there's the new show. What is it called? Legends of Tomorrow.
I'm not getting any more. I'm doing enough. I'm doing my. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm doing my. I didn't even know that Lucifer was a DC comic.
Oh, was it?
It's something like that. I didn't even know that. I go. I just thought it was a show.
Yeah.
Actually, I can't get. I podcast on The Walking Dead. I'm done enough. I'm doing. I love The Flash. I'm still loving The Flash. And even though I think Barry made a mistake this weekend.
Oh.
I don't want to spoil people, but
sure.
I was a little upset with Barry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he wasn't so fast, I might catch him and smack him aside the head. But Flash is excellent. I'm trying to think what else I watch. But I was looking forward to Westworld, but it got pushed back. HBO's
show. I know, man. Really pumped about that. What about the rumors that Deadwood?
I don't think it's rumors. I think it's a done deal.
Well, HBO's confirmed they want to, but like things like actual contracts and stuff have been signed.
Yeah, I've been talking to Timothy. You know,
you have? Okay.
We text back and forth. Not Oliphant. This guy I know, Timothy, that lives in... I'm kidding.
Well, Oliphant's great on The Grindr.
If you haven't seen The Grindr, we say this every time, go watch The Grindr.
It's so funny.
It's so funny. You see it last week?
I haven't. I caught up to it a week before.
It's a two-parter.
Yeah. But I definitely will, because
I like his son hasn't been meditating, so he has anger issues. You have anger issues? Yeah, Uncle Dean's been helping me with my anger issues. Because you hear this glass is all broke. I can't take her poetry anymore. Sister writes this terrible poetry that Dean's helping her out on.
Yeah.
It's just funny. It's a funny, funny show.
But Black-ish has been on point as well. Black-ish has
been hilarious, funny. Black-ish. The money one?
Yes, is great.
Where he's just buying, I got to have these shoes. And they're at the office. He goes, yeah, I can't wear the same outfit twice.
But he gets like the Kirkland Walmart clothes. That's so funny.
it's a funny show.
But I am upset that Charlie left the show, though.
Yeah, I think he might have wanted to leave.
Well, he's on a new show. That's why he left.
Yeah, that's why I think he maybe a bigger, a larger role. But he was hilarious on that show.
Yeah, he was.
They brought Wanda Sykes in, but I don't know if she's working. She's funny.
She is, but Charlie was hilarious.
But I don't think her character's not working yet.
No, it might take some time. Yeah. But Charlie's timing was always so funny. He just had this great timing.
Well, the time he brought out the gun, they all looked at him. Because he was off. He was crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave him a great send-off. I go, is he really leaving? Wanda Sykes is coming on the show. I go, is he really leaving?
Yeah.
They're not going to get rid of Charlie, are they? Oh, well.
But it's still hilarious. The last one with the money issues was hilarious.
Or the best his best friend was Tyra Banks.
Yes.
But they were just friends.
Yep.
Just friends, and it was funny. It was just the whole thing, and it's a funny, funny show.
Yes. I mean, I don't think either the Grinders are barely getting any ratings. I hope it continues on.
Yeah, it's good. It's a Fox show, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's doing all right for a Fox show.
But Rob Lowe's showing up on that other show, Apocalypse Show.
Yeah, I have recorded that, but I haven't watched it yet. I heard good things about it.
Oh, good, good. I mean, it has a good cast, so.
Is Rob Lowe trying to be the new William Shatner that he has to work nonstop?
I guess. Maybe he didn't invest well, so he's trying to, rebuild his nest egg, maybe.
Because, Shatner, he's 90?
He's old. He's up there.
He does the Priceline commercials nonstop. At one point, you go,
yeah, but
I guess
that's probably like a day's work, those Priceline commercials, and they show up
everywhere. I get it, but he's on Twitter all the time. The guy never stops. I guess it maybe keeps him young.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I don't ever want to fully retire and not work. Like, I'll probably just find something to do that's something I just want to do and not to worry about money. But
maybe when I start retiring, I can do the Priceline commercials.
Well, William Bill Shatner is 84.
84.
So gotta give him there.
Gotta give him. He doesn't look 84.
Hey, he looks good.
He looks good. So,
but he has a wig.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we're gonna judge him.
I'm just saying. It's like,
do you go to?
He's
you,
got a piece.
Do you go to women when they're older and they go, oh, but she's wearing makeup?
No.
So you don't do that?
I'm just saying.
You don't go to Christie Brinkley. Just, sure. She's 60, but she's probably wearing makeup.
So I had a situation that kind of rocked my understanding of existence. So it just showed up on YouTube. It was an interview with Sir Alec Guinness in 1977.
Yeah.
And in it, he's clean shaven, but he's also completely bald. Or he's kind of like how your hair is. Just top of his head is completely bald.
And, of course, then you started hating him.
No, but in 76, 77... You see Obi-Wan Kenobi, him playing Obi-Wan, and he still has his hair, he has his beard. And every time I've seen Star Wars a billion times, I would never picked out that he had a piece.
And why is that? Because he's a hero in this movie, and a bald guy cannot be the hero.
I guess so.
You talk about the black and white issues. How many bald people were nominated for Academy Award?
But you also have, Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart.
Was he nominated for an Academy Award? But times have changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Picard.
But I was like, holy crap, he's bald. I was like, that's how I thought Sir Alec Guinness would look outside of...
So now you've judged him. It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter what he looks like. Did he become less of an actor?
No, he's still amazing. He's
do you
still
take
great.
Since he's bald? Does the sir get taken away? He's just now Alex Guinness. I'm sorry, we didn't know you were bald when we knighted you.
Really cool.
We really need that name back.
Interview with him on, is it, what was the NBC David Letterman, Late Night with David Letterman?
Late Night with David Letterman.
So they had an interview with him. He talked about being knighted. It was funny. But
well, he pulled one over on that queen, huh?
It's kind of just threw off my perception there of old Sir Alec. Did you see that video clip that I put up of the scene where Obi-Wan Kenobi talks about his father to Luke? But they kind of intercut it with scenes from Revenge of the Sith.
I may have. Movie.
But it was really good. It was kind of cut. It actually used the Leftovers music as the score.
I think I did see. Yeah, I did see that because I remember Leftovers music.
But it's like really good. But it just, you look at just the facial expressions that Sir Alec Guinness have, and it just makes them seem like some of the best acting you've seen. Is like, man, that's an amazing actor where he didn't know any of, you know, what actually did come about or what actually happened with the father. And, you know, they kind of, the whole him, Darth Vader actually being his father was written in Empire. They didn't know that when they did Star Wars.
So now does it change your perspective? Okay. Take this scene again. Mm-hmm. And now he's bald. You sit there and go, oh man, his facial expressions just don't work anymore.
No, it's still, cause again, I think it's just like, wow, that performance.
Well, you
don't even notice it, but it's so good.
Most people only know him from Star Wars.
Well, Bridge on the River Choir's, and
I'm sure a lot of people don't. I mean, you know it because you'll watch a classic movie. Hey, I saw that you guys had you're talking about CDs being out. Did you watch Mr. Roberts?
No, but I found it when we were going there. I was like, crap, I gotta give this back.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't need it because I don't have a DVD player. So you still haven't watched it yet. You've only had it for 5 years.
It's like I found it when I was going through DVD. It's like, hey, here's
the. I think the point of that whole thing was that you wouldn't find it funny, right?
What, the movie? I don't remember. It was some point that was, I just completely forgot what it was.
Because I said older people find it funny, but younger people may not find it funny, but it's a funny movie.
Maybe.
No, but Bridge on the River Kwai, I'm sure there's a lot of people that never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Maybe never seen it, but never heard of it?
I'm talking probably 25 and under, years under, I probably have never heard of that movie. I know a lot because look at when we do polls and stuff, people hadn't seen The Godfather. They haven't seen,
haven't seen is one thing, but heard of.
Because remember, Bridge
speaking
on the River,
of Godfather, rest in peace, Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, I thought it was a hoax because it's how many times has he been?
Well, there's
the
website
dead?
Is Abe Vigoda is dead. Is a website, but it's official.
I said, man, he lived a long time.
He's 94.
Tom, can you help me out on this one? Sorry, Sal, can't do it. Can't do it, Sal. Can't. But I love that scene, The Godfather. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it.
But anywho, yeah. No, I would agree that maybe not many have seen Bridge on the River Kwai. But
I'm talking the younger generation. They look
but
at you.
At least they've heard of it.
Is it on YouTube? Is it on YouTube? Are there special effects in it? No, it's just basically a story. There are special effects if they blow up a bridge. Spoiler alert. But no, it's just it's a great movie. They used to play that song. I used to go to the dog races in Tijuana. That was the song they played when they brought the dogs out.
Really?
Yep, they would do that whistle. That's when you knew the dogs were coming out.
Poor greyhounds.
Yeah. Looking back now, I would never do that, but at the time, I was young.
It was a different time.
It was different times.
All right. Well, any other shows that you want to kind of
Billions. Billions with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, yeah. Your quote-unquote future James Bond.
Not Paul Giamatti.
No, I'm saying Damian
Lewis.
Yeah.
There's no way Paul Giamatti could play James Bond, and we know why.
So a bald man can't be James Bond?
I'm just saying, I would have no problem with it, but there's no way. Because he'd go.
Sean Connery was bald,
but he wore a wig.
Yeah, so that's all. I mean,
so Paul Giamatti would have to wear a wig because he walked in there bald. Bond, James Bond, look baldy. We know it's not you. But no, Billions. I've just watched a second. It's I like it. I'm enjoying it. That's all I'm gonna say about it.
Okay, all right. Would you recommend it for people at home?
Yes, I would. It's on Showtime. The acting is very good. And also, I'm on the third season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah, and what do you think?
I like it, but people kept saying, "Oh, you're gonna hate the star. You're gonna hate the characters," because they do some nat. And first, I'm like, going first couple episodes, I go, "Oh, they're bad, but it's not that bad." Oh my god, they are some terrible, rotten people.
Yes, they're horrible. It's like,
but I'm laughing the whole time.
Oh yeah,
literally laughing the whole time. It just like when they pretended to be disabled.
Yeah,
I go, and this is just wrong. But the scenes were so funny.
Yeah, it's. Have you gone to the first Guns episode yet?
The first one, yeah. That's I think it's into season one.
Yeah.
Where they had the gun and he shoots Charlie.
Yeah.
And the titles of them are just some of the rudest titles you ever. Yes. I don't pay it. Like even Lost, I didn't pay that much attention to
but
the
they
titles.
Usually, but the way they do titles is they usually like they have a cold open and then they'll make some kind of quote and then it'll cut to the title kind of like.
Right.
Be a joke.
And Danny DeVito did add more to it when he
right isn't it? It's like he's hilarious.
He's a terrible dad.
Yeah,
terrible. Oh my god, it's bad. When they were on when they were on both on welfare because they were doing crack so they could stay on welfare. Yeah. Like, god, this is so bad. This is so bad. But it's so funny.
Yeah,
it's just a funny, funny show. It's funny.
Well, it's like I tell you, it's like you know how Seinfeld; those characters are like bad people, you know. But this is like that on acid, almost.
Oh, it is. They're just. It's basically it is Seinfeld in a bar.
Yeah,
but they're really bad people. Yeah. They're really. I mean, they don't really.
And they're kind of indifferent to their bad. Yeah, like the same way like, Seinfeld characters are. Yeah,
it's just like, well, we're bad, but it's like. There's nothing wrong with being bad.
Yeah.
Like they think a lot of times they think they're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's funny.
But anywho. All right. Well, that's great. Well, that will close out this special Patron's Choice podcast. And maybe we can figure out a way to get the Married Woman show to work out since that was your first choice. But until then, we're doing a Married Man show this week. So if you have any questions, relationship advice, or just life advice in general, definitely call it in at 510-69-TAFFY or marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. That'd be great to have there.
Or if you were doing a Downton Abbey pod, we're pushing it back to Tuesday won't have time tomorrow to do it. But we're trying to get the feedback works. So you give us a call at 385-206-0311. Call anytime.
No, it's 385-309-0311.
Oh, is that? Oh, no wonder nobody's calling. Oh, Sarah's calling, but all right.
Remember, 206 was the area code.
Oh, that's right. God.
We only changed the area code.
Have I been posting it wrong, too?
Maybe. I don't pay attention
to
your
posts. So it's 385-309-0311.
The number 309-0311.
Well, you know what?
If
we wouldn't have lost that, we should never have lost that number.
I blame you.
Me?
You trusted me, and that was your first mistake.
I know, and I said, I should have. Oh, man.
But well, still, you just it's 385-309-0311. Only the area code changed.
Well, we appreciate Sarah's calls, but if you want more calls, we could get them. That would be nice, too.
It helped to know the number. And also, at the end of each show, we send a special thanks from TAC to Tokyo. TAC from Tokyo, Neckhart Richter, thank you very much for contributing a significant amount to our patrons group. And if you'd like to become a patron today, we have 119, and we're almost at $700 a month. Being pulled in, so thank you.
The Naked Jack video is still safe, so
it is very safe at the moment. But if we want to make it unsafe, let's start getting a run here.
I told you we need to get Brad Pitt or George Clooney or what's his name, DiCaprio or someone to come to the rink, drive the Zamboni naked, and put them on there.
That's true. That'd be good. That'd be a good way to do it.
Or Alec Guinness with his hair, Sir Alec Guinness with his hair.
Well, he's dead now, so that might be tougher. Maybe a hologram. Hologram, yeah, Sir Alec Guinness.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, man. All right. Well, thank you guys very much, and we'll see you on the next shows. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.